Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Well, hello there. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Well, hello there. How are thou?
It's the hump day that won't get you pregnant, though. Team Atlanta over here, LA over there. Heidi and Frank, what's up, y'all?
What's up?
What's up?
Hey.
Well, here's what we're cooking up today. How would y'all like to hear about the friendliest celebrity divorce ever?
Okay.
Love to.
We'll tell you who's calling it quits in just a bit. And also, any single people out there interested in dating Tiffany Haddish? Male or female, doesn't matter. She reveals exactly what she's looking for in a man. Never mind, it does matter.
It does matter.
It does matter, sweetie.
Hey, what's going on with you?
Well, you know, Kylie Jenner had her little baby girl, and now she is finally, she took to Instagram, and she revealed the name of her baby, because at first she said the baby's name was Stormy. Now she's revealing that it's Stormy Webster. Where's Webster come from? Well, apparently baby daddy Travis Scott.
Is Webster? Oh.
What? That's the real daddy? Lord.
No, so Travis Scott is the baby daddy, but his real name is Jacques Webster. So that's why the baby is Stormy Webster. Okay. Why you would change your name from Jacques Webster to Travis Scott is beyond me.
Because I think Jacques Webster sounds more made up than Travis Scott. It's like, yeah, sure, it's Jacques Webster.
All right, so let's talk about these names in the Kardashian-Jenner clan. Now we've got Stormy, the newest one.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Stormy, Rain, Northwest, and Chicago, I'm guessing the next baby is going to be called Flight Delay. Because Stormy Rain, Northwest Chicago,
yeah.
I don't think they're going anywhere tonight.
You saw the video where you saw Chicago for the first time, and when she actually said, I think I'm going to name her Chicago, and you saw Kylie go, yeah, great name, I love that. So then she comes out with Stormy. There's not one person in the room that watches the news and says, eh, not about the Stormy Daniels thing. Maybe Stormy was ruined like last week.
Oh, she's a porn star, right?
Who slept with Donald Trump.
Yes.
That name is ruined.
Oh, Lord.
Well, she added an I to make it sound less porny and more stripper.
All right, y'all. Up next, Jaden Smith's song Icon just reached 100 million streams on Spotify. And to celebrate, Will Smith recreated his son's iconic video.
What you call an icon living? Start a record label, Misfits just did it. Nylon cover 5 minutes. Whoa, we up too hot in the business. About to make a movie independent.
When I tell you Will Smith is undefeated on Instagram right now, like whether you want to laugh, whether you want to be inspired, or whether you just like Will Smith, it's all covered.
When they pan down to those slippers with those white socks. I mean, it's just pure comedy.
No, I think at this point, Will Smith has the record for the coolest dad.
But I still think deep down, Jaden is going, aw, parents just don't understand.
Up next, Michael Shannon is a phenomenal actor, but he recently sat down with Vanity Fair, and apparently he has more talent than just acting.
Hmm. I'm Michael Shannon, and then I can put $2 in change up my nose. Nickels. I'm about the dollar. And then cherry on the proverbial sundae. I guess dimes aren't really that impressive. There's a lot of money up there.
Well, when all was said and done, he actually got $2.10 up in that nose.
The whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, if I'm friends with Michael Shannon or I work at a place and I recognize him, I'm only taking bills from him. I'm not taking any, what do I owe you here? Let me give you, I'm not taking any change from Michael Shannon.
Girl, I wouldn't even touch that man from now on.
How do you discover that you could actually do that as a talent? I mean, what was he doing with his hands and he had no pockets that he had to shove his change up his nose?
Because he probably, instead of spanking his kids, he was like, show me how to do it. And then they all do it at the house together.
If he can do $2.10, I feel like Adrian Brody could probably do $10 in dimes.
Hey, Brad, you ever stuck anything up your nose besides an 8-ball?
Oh, my God.
Oh. I'm going to let you have that, Frank.
Oh, thank you. God. Thank you so much. You let me have one. I got one.
You've never gotten one.
You never up your besides the pool stick?
Oh, I'll let you have that one.
You got the pool stick, I got the eight ball. When you gonna hit it?
I think you're both gonna scratch.
That's all right. We'll stay in the pocket, though.
All right, Atlanta. Well, we're gonna be back a little later in the show to talk about our California girl, Katy Perry, who's ready to grow up and maybe ready for kids. We're gonna talk about that a little later in the show. So bye for now, Atlanta.
See ya.
Bye. All right, well, moving on. Drake's generosity spree down in Miami continues, y'all.
Really? What?
That's right. He's making it rain, baby. Well, not in the strip club.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's down there still doing his music video shoot, and he just can't stop spending his money. He's giving it away to everybody.
Really?
Yes.
I need to go down there, girl.
I know. It might be worth the flight.
Hello? Okay.
Now, he's made a $25,000 donation to a local high school, gave $50,000 donation to a University of Miami student, and gave another $50,000 to a women's shelter.
Wow.
That's what's up. Then yesterday, he stopped by a local grocery store, asked the owner to shut and lock the doors and pay for everybody's groceries.
Now, see, that's the type of stuff I like to do.
And that is so amazing. Yes, it was like 60 people in there, and he paid for everybody's groceries.
Really?
Yes.
How do you feel paying for all this people's meal?
It's amazing.
Good.
Man.
Thank you for doing that, bro. Thank you.
Yeah, how much money did he pay for it?
$300.
$300?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
All right.
Drink?
$1,000?
Yeah.
¿Me
puedes mostrar tu recibo?
Sí.
Wow. Thank you.
Was that receipt in pesos?
Now you know.
Oh, my God.
People don't never get that much stuff. My question is, did they find out before or after?
Well, he locked the door, so they were already in there shopping. So you get the alert that Drake is paying for your groceries.
You fill it up.
No, I'm
you get two,
you.
Three, four, five
That's
buggies.
When you put back the King Vitamin and get the actual Captain Crunch.
Baby, you got a whole year supply of Fabuloso, okay?
But I wouldn't have done that. Like, when I go out with my friends to eat, honey, I let everybody go first in line. When we go into,
let them eat first.
Give their food order, and then I pay for it.
That's true.
You tell them that they're going to eat things they always want to eat.
Then they get a filet mignon, 14 lobster tails. You be like, you don't
need some food to go.
Hello?
Excuse me. I be like, what you getting away? I want it to go.
And 12 shots of Louis the 13th.
Yeah. That's like the expensive
stuff. Yeah, like, really?
$5 a shot.
Hello? Well, up next, SWV lead singer Coco announced on her website that she was splitting from her husband, Mike Clemens. And we all know divorces can be messy, but that doesn't appear to be the case here.
Finally.
Okay. In her post, she wrote, after 15 years of marriage, my husband and I have decided to call it quits. Our fairy tale has come to an end. I'll definitely miss him, but life goes on and I have to make the best of it. I wish him all the best in his future. I pray that he will lack nothing. For the sake of our son, we will do our best to co-parent. We're not enemies. We're just two people that fell out of love.
Are they getting a divorce or is he leaving the company?
Right.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Talk about an employee that quit.
Hell yeah, she's selling. She's going to write a good-ass referral for his next girlfriend.
Right.
I'm like, damn, she still loves this man.
Well, anyway, you guys, she added that life after divorce scares her, but she is ready for the next king.
Oh. And she's going to find one. Honestly, this may be the key to the game.
What?
You talk, speak very highly of your ex.
Yeah.
Think about how wonderful he was to you. And make sure he's still, his crown is still secure so you can get your next king.
Because you can't seem bitter to the next
person. Oh, no, not at all.
Her man would be like,
there
she
you
is
go.
Too much drama, too bitter.
I need her to write a referral letter for college.
Trying to go back to college.
Just trying to go the first time, actually.
Coming up, where in the world is Nicki Minaj, y'all?
I don't know.
Now her fans are on a mission to find out. Stay tuned.
Where you at, Nicki?
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Well, the internet wants to know, where in the world is Nicki Minaj?
She's kind of quiet out there.
She really has.
Since the new year started, Nicki Minaj has gone MIA. In fact, Nicki's last tweets was on December 26th, and her last Instagram post was December 30th.
Yeah, I follow her, and I was thinking maybe I just wasn't getting a notification, but I have not seen her on there at all.
Well, not only has she been silent on social media, but she hasn't attended any major events this year either. Now her fans are so worried that they've launched a campaign to find her.
Gosh.
Like Nemo?
I guess so, finding Nicki. I think she's ready to just do an album, work on a new album, and reinvent herself and come out
slaying. She needs to come back how she was initially.
Well, she got to give us a proof of life. If some, we got to make sure anybody hold on her hostage. We need a proof of life. Yeah. We need something.
A twerk gift. Anything.
Yeah.
No, she wants everybody to be talking about her, wondering where's Nikki. And then she's gonna bust out and show you where she's been.
Something. Leave a wig somewhere. Leave a wig. Be like, there she go. Okay, she was here.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. Well, everything seems to be going right for Tiffany Haddish, right?
Yes.
Over the past year, she had an amazing year, but her love life is lacking.
Well, that's normal.
Cause she's so busy, right?
Yeah. And not just that, she's rich. She's a woman. Huh? She ain't gonna find no man right now.
But Tiffany has just like the Taylor Swift for comedy, though. Like, you know, like any past relationship she's ever been in, it makes its way into like a stand-up routine, and she's making them dudes look silly.
That's true. Well, she says she just can't find the perfect man. She says a lot of guys hit on her and rave about how much they love her, but then they really don't ask her out. Tiffany, I get the same thing. But at least being single has given Tiffany some time to think about what she really wants.
Aww.
Tiffany says, I'm looking for confidence, a good sense of humor, and responsible. Like, he's got to have good credit. That's super important because that's your growing up report card. He's got to have his own career going on. I cannot be the center of his universe. I can't be a major part of his universe, but I cannot be the center of the universe.
I totally get that. Like, you need a dude who has something else to do other than you. So, so you can have time to, like, miss him or miss that other person.
But if she asks for too much, honey.
How?
Everybody's not gonna have good credit. Come on, Miss Tiffany.
But they need to find somebody with good credit.
But does
they need
to work. Have good credit?
She does now. Do you have bad credit?
Well, my credit is mediocre.
Mediocre?
Like,
oh, that sounds tasty.
That sounds like
meeting
okra.
Fried okra. What's mediocre credit anyway?
Because
mine was always poor or good.
Well, it's in between, so mediocre is you right there in the middle.
I ain't checking until it was good. I said
that was
like,
the point where it was mediocre.
It was there, but honey, I didn't see it. They either told me no or yes.
All right, man, I got some breaking news for you guys that you might find very hard to believe.
Oh, Lord.
What?
Donald Trump has black friends.
Nope, because he just lost Omarosa. He ain't got no friends.
So during an interview with the Daily Caller, Donald Trump Jr. was asked about his thoughts on his dad being labeled as a hater, a racist, and a fascist.
It's been terrible to watch because I know him. I've seen him my whole life. I've seen the things he's done. You know, it's amazing. All the rappers, all the this, all his African-American friends, from Jesse Jackson to Al Sharpton. You know, I have pictures with him the whole life. We say, hi, I've always been friends. You know, it was only till he got into politics that all of a sudden, oh, he's the most terrible human being. I don't know. He wasn't so terrible a couple years ago.
Here's the thing. Anakin Skywalker was a great dude until he became Darth Vader.
Right.
Like, back in the 80s, like, Trump was like a cool cat. Like, cats wanted to be around him because...
The devil was an angel.
And he needed the hip-hop community.
He was trying to get put on and be famous.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then if you want to keep this whole Trump thing going, you know Melania Trump?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's on Twitter, and she also has black friends as well. She got 10 million followers.
Oh, God, please.
But she only follows five people. One of them, Barack Obama.
Ah!
Where Michelle at?
What do you know?
I'm sure Trump don't like that.
Yeah, if he know about it.
I'm sure Michelle don't like that. Why she ain't follow Michelle?
Yeah.
I
can't. Because
she like to steal her stuff, so he can't be obvious.
Yeah, she just starts
stealing. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounded real familiar.
Yeah, right.
All right, y'all. Well, Iggy Azalea is back in the news, and she has the best Valentine's gift advice ever. Even though only half the people in this room, y'all can actually give it. Find out what it is after the break.
What that means? Yeah, my ass.
Katy Perry is ready for another transformation. She's on the cover of the March issue of Glamour magazine. And she says her next big project's not going to be a tour or an album. It's more of a personal project.
Hmm.
She says, I'm preparing to do a big soul overhaul very soon that I'm nervous about. I don't want to hold on to childhood trauma anymore. I want to grow into becoming an adult. I'm preparing myself for having a family of my own someday. And if I want to have that true balance, I have to step into being Catherine Hudson.
I was going to make a joke that, it's time to call me Catherine. That's for real.
Katy Perry has had her time, and then now that she's going to grow up and be a mother someday, she can't do I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It. She's gonna, I gotta kiss my kids and stay home. I didn't realize her last name was Hudson.
I didn't know that either.
So where'd she get Perry from? Is that, I mean, if you're going to pick a stage name, Katy Perry, Katy Hudson would have worked just
yeah,
as well,
just,
right?
It's totally
worked
fine.
Works for Kate Hudson. Oh, that's why.
Probably why. Yeah,
two
there's
Kate
already
Hudsons,
a
yeah. Mm. That's why I couldn't go by Bradley Pitt, which is my real name.
But, you know, no, your real name is Stu.
Stu what?
Pitt.
Stupid? I don't get it. I don't understand. Stupid. What's everybody laughing about?
Well, with Valentine's Day right around the corner, who better to take Valentine's Day gift advice from than Iggy Azalea?
Oh, yeah.
She's got to know, right?
What do you suggest I give?
Well, this is interesting because one girl out there in the Twitterverse asked for Valentine's Day gift suggestions for guys. She said, you know, it's one of those things that's like sort of haunting.
Let me write down one.
Sort of haunting.
You have to blur this out when I show it to the audience.
She wrote, "What are you supposed to buy for men on Valentine's Day? This question has haunted me since my first high school boyfriend. I bought him underwear. SOS. Iggy caught wind of this, and she responded to the girl, and she said, quote, "Girl, nothing. A card or both," depending on how old you are reading this expert advice. What'd you write down there, Frank?
I wrote down a card and...
Who knew that you and Iggy Azalea were of the same mind?
We're like soulmates.
Yeah. How they do that? How they do that? I don't know.
What did you give? I guess with your two women situation.
Yes.
So you both get flowers. You both
yes.
get chocolates.
We both. Yes, right. We both get sometimes a little piece of jewelry. Always a card. Usually blank inside because we have stuff that we want to say.
But you don't have that weird, just sex gift.
No, sex should never be a present.
Not with you.
I just love that Iggy Azalea reached out to this girl and was willing to help her.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I hope you're willing to help because tomorrow on the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show at 95.5 KLOS, we are going to have a full-on call center in here because we are helping the St. Jude's Children's Hospital and Research Center collect funds and donations. You can also become a partner where you can just donate every single month. They do incredible work.
Love them.
So be sure to go to 95.5KLOS.com. That is the website here at the radio station to find out all the information. And if our Dish Nation audience could help us out as well, we'd really appreciate it.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Yes, to celebrate Black History Month, today we are shining a light on dancer, choreographer, and activist Mr. Alvin Ailey.
Yeah.
One of the first dancers to make the money move.
Yes.
I love Alvin Ailey. Matter of fact, I go see it every year.
Well, go ahead. Tell us about Mr. Ailey.
All right. I'm glad you asked, honey. Now, Mr. Alvin Ailey, y'all, was born in 1931 during racial segregation and the Great Depression. And it wasn't until he saw a ballet at the age of 18 that he was inspired to pursue dance.
Mm.
Just 5 years later, Mr. Ailey made his Broadway debut and went on to achieve great fame as a dancer.
Do you realize how focused you gotta be to, like, find an interest in dancing at 18 and then go hard with it? Because usually people start way younger, right?
Yeah, they
most
do.
Definitely, because, oh, Lord, I still don't know how to dance that well.
Yeah, you're right. Normally start like about 5.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, in 1958, at just 27, Mr. Ailey formed his own group, the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater.
Wow.
Now, despite his untimely death, y'all, at just 58, the dancers with the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater have performed for more than 20 million people around the world.
My goodness.
That's awesome.
It's very interesting when you go to one of those those performances and, you know.
Like, what's the vibe like?
They'll be a little scantily, but, you know.
Is that why you go, Gary? Let me find out.
You don't go for the art, Gary?
Girl, no, I go for the art. I definitely go for my job.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.